Hi Riffcast, this is Tommy wishing you a happy new year. Tommy wishing you a happy
Happy New Year, everybody. This is the True Blue Riffcast, the number one Riff Tracks podcast in the world. That was a wonderful little text-to-speech thing supposed to sound like Tommy Wiseau, and instead just sounded like
he was
having a stroke, yeah. But I'm Jeremy, and I'm joined, as always, by...
Look at me, I'm Dave. I'm all spooky. There are no lights in here.
Dave sitting out in his cold vehicle in the wonderful Utah winter.
Hang on one second. I thought someone was going to come up and talk to me. But
oh, that would have been interesting.
I guess they're walking away.
Citizen Yarn says Dave's too scary.
I'm too scary. Okay, well, here we go. Oh my gosh, look, I'm not in a scary place. I'm in my car.
Woo.
Like always.
But yeah, it's the beginning of a new year, which means that it is time for us to wrap up our 2023 season of the True Blue Redcast.
I know, right? It's our season finale.
Yeah, it's our season finale where we're going
to... I was just talking to Oliver Olang in the Discord, and I put in there, like, come join us for the season finale at the True Blue Riffcast. And he said, aw, dang, when does the next season start? And I'm like, I don't know, probably like next week.
Yep.
It's up to Jeremy, really.
Yeah. Speaking of Oliver, Oliver's here in the chat along with Citizen Yarn. Woo! Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Thanks for hanging out. Oh, we got a few people. We got like more people than we usually do here.
Yeah, this year we're gonna do things a little bit different. Normally, yes. We just will go through and I'll tell you my picks for shorts of the year, which we're still going to do the normal way. Dave's going to give you his picks for Riff Tracks Presents VOD of the Year. And yes. Then instead of each of us giving you our top three picks, we're going to draft all of the VODs from Mike, Kevin, and Bill this year. And we're going to include the two Just the Jokes riffs that came out this year, Cobra and Top Gun Maverick. And yep. That's how we're going to pick our best of this year, which means a lot
yeah.
of we're going to end up with a lot of stuff that we didn't really care for.
Yeah,
movie-wise.
And it's going to take a long time. And this is like, I think this is the first draft. We haven't done the draft since the MST3K draft, right?
Right.
See, and I totally forgot that we even did this. We even did an MST3K draft.
I liked doing the drafts. I thought they were a lot of fun. So I figured, well, let's do that this time. Yeah, let's do that for this and maybe do a Bridget and Mary Joe draft
maybe.
Next time. Yeah, maybe. It might not just be Bridget and Mary Joe, though. We might do a
Riff Tracks Presents.
Yeah.
It would have to be.
Because there's a lot to choose from in
yes.
there. But, yeah, I don't really have a whole lot planned for this other than our draft. I did want to I'm not going to look at what the hell James Wan is doing because he hasn't really been posting anything interesting anyway.
Well, finally.
But we are going to take a look at the weekend box office real quick. Wonka moved back up to number one. And
Over
Aquaman
Christmas?
And the Lost Kingdom moved down to second place. Migration in it has not been doing well, at least at our theater. Migration is in third place. The Color Purple and Anyone But You, which is apparently
hey.
A rom-com. I don't
that's
really
okay.
know
that's
what it
what
is.
Most
but...
my, that's what most of my dates say.
Anyone But You, Dave.
That's a little, anyone but you. Like, hey, you want to go on another date? No.
I do, just
no.
with anyone but you.
Just with anyone but you. Yes. Right, exactly.
yeah, there's... I saw Wonka with the kids. We enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. Don't really care about Migration. That's a new... It's a movie about ducks migrating.
What?
It's from the same people who did Despicable Me, so there's, like, minion crap.
Oh.
Yeah, I just don't care about that. The Color Purple, I'm kind of interested in seeing. I remember liking the original, but I'll probably wait until it comes out on streaming. But, yeah, not really a whole lot that I'm dying to see in theaters right now.
Yeah, like, oh, I mean, like, what's coming out this year? I think the only Marvel movie coming out this year is, like, what, Deadpool 3?
Deadpool 3 is the only Marvel movie that's coming out this year.
Good.
The only MCU Marvel movie that's coming out this year. Because that dumb Madam Web's coming out, which is another Spider-Man-related movie with no Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And Venom 3 is supposed to be out, I think, this year, which is me. Don't care about that. So that's it. That's
Tom Hardy.
That's
Bane.
That's all we have for our regular departments. Because we also decided to hang off on Dave this riff this week.
Sorry, what's again? I'm Bane right now.
You were adopted to the darkness. I was born in it.
You merely adopted the darkness. I was born to it, molded by it. I didn't see the darkness, so I was merely only the blood. Screw it, whatever.
Oh,
it's a terrible Bane, anyway.
Yeah,
damn it.
Your impression,
guys,
or
didn't
what
see
the
that.
Movie?
Guys did not see what just happened. I did not just try to take a drink with the cap still on.
Nope, I didn't see it. Anyway, let's start off our. Our best of here. Let's just get right to it.
Let's do it.
Up first, we're going to take a look at the top three Riff Track shorts of 2023. Of course, as always, this is just my opinion.
Of course, it's your opinion.
Of course, it's my opinion. You feel free to tell me how wrong I am. in the comments or whatever. Number three for the year, Safety in Offices, which was a movie made by the U.S. Navy. And then number two is going to be...
They should have showed that on the USS Indianapolis.
Oh, come on. Number two is The Number System, which is a great short, if for no other reason than to hear Bill completely losing his shit over the kid not being able to count properly. It's a great short. But...
Call that a four?
This year was topped by a surprise release right towards the end of the year from our good friends, Connett Shawner. Right. And it's going to be Koopa Claws.
Koopa Claws!
The riff of the episode from the old Super Mario Brothers cartoon. And speaking of Connett Shawner, here's a special message from our buddy Sean.
Hey, Jeremy, Dave, and everyone out there in True Blue Riffcast land. This here is Sean Thomason, writer, producer, and occasional performer with Riff Tracks, asking to look back on this year. And honestly, it's hard to choose one thing. It's been such a big year, so we've done so much. We did our first book this year, The Nick Nolte Mystery and The Naked Clone, which is a fever dream that... I'm glad we were able to inflict on the world. Paradise Motel is a title for the ages, I think. Something else that I'll be hard to shake mentally and emotionally for a long time to come. But that's the name of the game with Riff Tracks. And I mean, Connor and I, speaking of occasional performing, we put out our first Christmas delight, Koopa Claws, featuring Mario of a certain era. But the biggest thing, it has to be, and maybe it's obvious, but the live show of Rad, which was just a blast. Such a fun movie to do, such a good time, so much ass sliding. I don't know. It was just a really positive, great experience, and got to chat with Jeremy and talk about Riff Tracks for a while, which is a good time, and share a beer. So, yeah, I'd have to say the live Rad show was the peak. But it's been a big year, and seriously, just thanks to you guys and to everyone who is with us on this bizarre journey, and thank goodness it keeps going. I love it, and I hope everyone has happy holidays. And here's to more weird, nothing else like it stuff in 2024. Cheers, guys.
So there you go, Paradise Hotel, the naked clone of Nick Nolte being a couple of his highlights, which I still have to read, by the way. I really want to get my...
I have it.
Get that going. I got it from the Kickstarter thing. I just haven't read it yet. Of course, the Riff Tracks live show being his highlight, I can definitely second that. And the fact that he mentioned getting to meet me and share a drink afterwards and talk Riff Tracks. That I agree. That's definitely my highlight of the year also.
If I seem nonplussed by all the things our good friend Sean Thomason was saying, that was because I couldn't hear it. But I did listen to it while I was in the car wash. So
but he the way we have this set up, he can't hear the audio.
Yeah, I can't hear.
I
can't hear anything he does. Yeah,
I'm sure there's a way for us to fix it, but yeah, I don't know. It caused something else to break on my end.
Yeah. Also, we're dumb.
Yeah.
So
we're dumb. So, Dave.
Yeah.
You want to let us know your picks for. Riff Tracks presents VODs?
Sure. I think I went with top three because last year was a surprise number one pick, I think, for both of us.
Yeah.
Was Lady Hawk by Colin Janette. And like that seems like the other day, but it was like a year ago now. So I was looking through the list of Riff Tracks Presents, and I went with number three. I went with Koopa Claws because I think it would have ranked higher if it was a feature. Right. But yeah. It was the number one short of the year, obviously. So it would have ranked higher if it was that. Hey, Sean and Connor, full length riff. We all want it. We're all waiting for it.
Yes.
We love you guys. So number two, I went with The Veil Part 3 by our good friends Matthew J. and Ian.
Excellent.
And I think that's the last one of those. I think they're out of them now.
I think,
which is a shame because
I'm sure Oliver will let us know, but I think you're right. I think that was
the last. Yeah. I think for the number one, and you know, because it's like it just seems academic at this point. Like, because I chose this one because it's the, I think it might even be the riff I think about the most from this year. And we talk about it surprisingly a lot.
Yep.
And that would, of course, would be the Riff Track Presents of the year is Inspector Mom 1 by Bridget and Mary Jo. I think nothing else comes close.
No, that was a great riff for sure, and it just made the second one that much harder.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was just be like, well, what happened? I mean, like, no, the riff was great, but just like, no, but like, you'll look at Inspector Mom. I mean, yeah, it's a piece of crap, but it's, you know, fun. Inspector Mom 2 is just annoying. It's just like, can you go over there, Danica McKellar? Can you go break, Fred Savage's heart? Kevin McAllister was in Home Alone. What was Kevin's last name? Arnold. Kevin Arnold in The Wonder Years. But anyway, Inspector Mom, number one Riff Tracks Presents of the year.
Yes. That was a very, very, very good Riff Tracks Presents.
And I believe Matthew J. Elliott also wrote for that, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Because he talked about how bad it was to write for it, especially the second one.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, now it's time for another special message here. This one from the other half of Con and Shawner.
A poor man
Listoka. Yeah. Connor Listoka, here we go.
Howdy, Jeremy, Dave, Riffcast audience out there. This is Connor Listoka. Man, what a year 2023 was. We uncovered a lot of weird stuff that is now indelibly etched in my soul, like the Paradise Motel, those faces I will think about for the rest of my life. The tale of Baby Moose, where they inexplicably just redubbed the short, calling him Baby Moose instead of Moose Baby. We sat on that one for like 6 years wondering what the hell to do with it and finally convinced people to put it out. But I think my favorite thing we did this year was probably the Naked Clone, the Nolte book. It was just such a treat to see everybody that I experienced their short form writing so often, but getting to see their long form, prose and use of the written language was just a real treat. I was endlessly amused and amazed by what everyone kept coming up with and the new directions it kept going in and the new one-liners and, you know, tossed off nicknames and creative things they did with that character. So it was a real culmination of a decade plus of Nick Nolte jokes. I hope everyone will give that a chance. And the thing I'll remember about that one is that the cover art came in. Bob Fingerman did the cover for the book. He sent it while we were in Nashville for the Rad Show. So it came in, you know, right before I went to bed. The next morning, I woke over, walked over to the house that everyone else was in eating breakfast and got to show that to everybody and, you know, witness their reactions to seeing it for the first time. And if you've ever heard Kevin Murphy, full-on laugh as hard as he can, genuine laugh before you've had your coffee, I'd strongly recommend that. It's a great way to start your day. So thanks to everyone for supporting us, supporting Riff Tracks, laughing at all our stuff. We've got a lot more funny stuff coming in 2024, starting the year off with some grim
stuff. Some of the we have a short that we didn't release for 10 years after we recorded it because we weren't certain about it. So you'll get to see that with a little new special we have coming out. So again, thanks for support. Thanks for laughing. We'll see you next year. This is Connor. Bye.
Now, that mention at the end there of the short that they have not released for 10 years since they found it, and we're going to be getting it with a new special, he said, that's coming out. Very curious to see what that is.
Now, we know they recorded something longer, right?
He had something that he was recording that
post
was like,
something, yeah.
It was like 59 minute mark on the.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Who knows what it is? Hopefully it's a feature or.
Yep. Well, I mean, something. You know, that's good enough. I mean, it's as long as Fun in Balloon Land. But thank you, Connor. Yeah. It's good to hear from you. Love
and
you,
again,
honey.
Mentioning that. That book again, The Naked Clone of Nick Nolte. They all took turns writing a chapter, and I definitely have to sit down and read that, because I have that gives me 5, 6, 7 books that I have to read so far this year that I just recently.
Well, you have a stack of books that you need to read.
Yeah, 4 of them are written by some guy named Dave.
Yes.
Well, technically, I only have to read 3 of them because I did read Monkey before, but I'll probably read it again now that I have it, the physical copy.
Happy Valley is not that great, okay? So just don't judge me. I was 25, all right?
I have a couple of the Discworld books to read that I just picked up, and the Naked Clone, the one I was just talking about. That's the other one that I couldn't remember. And I still haven't finished Dumb 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 that Mary Jo wrote, and that's a short. It's not a very big book. I got put down somewhere, and
I need to pick that up. People were talking about that in the Discord. I need to check that out.
Yeah, it's good. There's some nice tearjerker moments in it because it's semi autobiographical. It's about like her and her mom. Yeah, and then the rest of it is like. The reviews that she would write down on little note cards and stuff for different movies and stuff. Apparently, Michael Esquire says that The Naked Clone is a quick read, so that's good.
Yeah, it's like 30,000 words. It's not that long. It's more of a novella.
I think that means.
Oh my gosh.
I think that means that it's time, Dave.
Oh, time to. For us, oh boy, here we go.
To fight over. The best riffs of
fight over the second best riff of the year. Yeah, this is very, very
We both know we're gonna get our number ones, but the number two is gonna determine
number two. Yeah,
whatever,
well, it's probably gonna be determined right now.
Yep, it is. Let me make sure my sound's on here because we're gonna do this. Flip a coin.
Tails.
It landed on heads.
Ooh,
damn.
Yeah. That means that I get to go first. Oh, exciting. My lineup doesn't get too screwed up right away. Well, of course, my number one pick for the 2023 Riff Tracks VOD season and my number one overall Riff Tracks release of this year, Riff Tracks Live Rad. That was always
going to
be number one. That was always going to be number one for me. Again, you know, all the stuff with me growing up with that movie and loving it so much and now loving it for completely different reasons and the fact they finally riffed it and I actually got to go and enjoy that. Meeting some cool people like Josh and Colette and Oliver and, of course, my wife getting to go down there with me. And it was just a lot of fun.
You met your wife there?
Yeah. Yeah,
you met your wife at Riff Tracks Live 27 cool
years
story.
Ago. Yeah, somehow time traveled.
I could meet my wife at Riff Tracks Live. That'd be amazing.
Well,
yeah, that's not
going to
be a thing
Dave.
We're going to do now. Yeah, well, shut up. okay, but like every woman I talk to at Riff Tracks Live next year, like, they can't know that I'm, like, really be like, yeah. So, is it my turn?
It is your turn, Dave.
As I just creeped out our whole podcast audience. Yes. I, of course, will draft as my number one pick in the 2023 Riff Tracks draft is Top Gun Maverick. Of course.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And that's a great pick. It's a great pick.
Yeah.
Because
I love the movie, but
three.
The riff is just amazing. Okay. Just get it over with.
Because, of course, my number two, Paradise Motel. This is the one that we knew was...
You can go ahead and have your weird old lady, okay?
What's on
you
the
have
line?
Your weird old plastic surgery Barbie and her, like, little young proteges.
Us beautiful people have to stick together, Dave.
Us beautiful people have to stick together, yeah. It's like, I don't know, like the more I think about it, like I think Paradise Motel is like, it's really creepy. Like, it feels like it should be a crime. That movie feels like it should be illegal somehow. It feels like a snuff film.
Yeah.
It feels like someone's going to die in it. Yeah.
Like, for
like
real.
Like, legit.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
Okay. All right. Let me take a look here. Let me see what else. Let me see what we got here. Now, there are a few here that I could really make you mad with. I know there's one. But do I want that one? That, you know, they're actually like, you know, Jeremy and I talk about how Riff Tracks has gotten so big that we can't fit it in our heads anymore. At least I say that. But I was looking at a lot of these, like, I don't remember this. Like, and we definitely talked about it on the podcast. It's like, you know, just 500-600 movies. It's like, you know, impossible to remember it all anymore. You know what? I think I'm just going to go ahead and grab this one because it is high value. Even though I'm risking a couple of ones that I really like here, but I think this one, as far as Riff Track cred goes, I think it's going to be remembered for a long time. So my number two pick, I draft Bog.
Yeah.
You all right? You
yeah.
okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fine.
You okay?
Yeah. That wasn't, I think you're that wasn't my next pick at all, Dave.
I think you're really mad at me. That's what I think.
No, I'm not. It's fine. It really is fine.
I know.
Let's see.
If you want to be really mean, he could. Yeah. But I don't know if he likes that one as much as I do. So.
All right. So, number three. I've got three here to choose from for number three. I think. You know what? This was a strong one from way back at the beginning of 2023.
Oh no, I think I know.
And
what
I'm
this
gonna
one
take
is.
It. This is In the Line of Duty 2, Super Cops.
That's a really good one where a car drove off a pier and another guy drop kicked another dude through a windshield. Really good one. I remember both those. Like, it might be the only thing I remember about that one, but it's still very memorable.
It was a very fun action kung fu flick. I liked it.
That's
I liked
very
it enough
you.
To make it number three.
Okay, so that leaves me with. Now I have three here that I really like. Actually, I have four. Okay, so I like that one. I like that one. So there are four here that I can choose from, possibly five. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with this one. And I don't know if she's watching, but I'm going to dedicate my number three pick to my good friend, Edgy Berserker. No. And we riffed this together 8 years ago now. It was a great big bonding moment for us. And Riff Tracks finally did it. So my number three draft pick is Cobra.
Damn it. Solid choice, Dave. Solid choice.
Yep.
Again, that wasn't my next pick or anything.
Really?
All right. So far, I've got Rad, Paradise Motel, and In the Line of Duty 2, the Super Cops. Very solid top three.
You got some really good ones. I don't know what your problem is. It's because I have Bog and Cobra.
I think I'm going to take this one at number four because I do know the meaning of value.
No!
Fatal Combat.
Damn it.
Well, I'm glad I got that one when I did. Whew.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and get... Okay, so I have Cobra. Dang it, you took my Fatal Combat. Damn you. Well, it's okay. So it's between these two right here.
And just know that I'm probably going to take the other one that you don't take here, because I have a feeling we probably have the same few sitting around the top of our
list. Okay, like the okay. So all right.
Because I don't like the ones that are at the bottom of the list.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go ahead and take the one that has more sentimental value. And if you get the other one, it's fine. And I'll tell you why if you get it. And it has something to do with something we talked about on the podcast. But I'm going to go ahead. What do we got? Four or five?
This will be number four for you.
For me? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and draft Samson and Delilah.
I knew that's what it was going to be. Samson and Delilah. A lot of really strong riffs this year. I think that's why I like doing it this way a little bit better, because our lists are definitely not the same now.
More representation, because representation matters.
All right, I'm, you know what? I might not actually take that one now. I might take a chance on passing up on it. Nah, I gotta take it. Truth or Dare is my number five.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you don't take that, then that would be very silly of you.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you the reason why. I mean, other than the fact that Samson Delilah is the sentimental pick that we talked about, go back and listen to the Samson Delilah episode where, you know, we gas on about it for an hour and a half. But the Truth or Dare, like the reason I chose Samson Delilah over Truth or Dare was because Tim Ritter, I've gotten to know his work a little more because of Sharks of the Corn. Like, I really liked Truth or Dare before. I liked it because of the riff. But then it's just like, you look at Sharks of the Corn and you're just like, this guy is stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't like him.
That's why I almost thought it would be safe not to take it, but then I would
take it. If you hadn't got it, I would have taken it. So it's my turn.
Yeah, you're up for number five.
I actually did like that one a lot. That one's just okay. So I think we're coming up on the odd, like the outer edge of like the really, really, really outstanding ones.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what? I wouldn't have guessed this, that I would take this one this early. But I think, you know, considering... I'm really torn between two. But... You know what? I think okay. Screw it. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna draft Demon Island.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That is a good pick. All right. That means for my number six, I am taking the TV pilot of RoboCop.
Oh. Oh wow.
That was one that I super enjoyed. I remember watching the whole show. It was not great, but I still watched it because it was RoboCop, kind of.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the other one then, the other one that I was talking about. I thought you were going to scoop this one right up. But I'm going to go ahead and take for what, number six or seven? It's got to be seven, right?
Number six.
Oh, number six? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and draft the Amityville Dollhouse.
Another solid pick.
My next one might surprise you.
My next one here. This one has a lot more driving and parking than I usually like in my movies.
Especially your kung fu movies. I know exactly which one it is.
I'm going to take Ironheart.
Ironheart. Yep. That movie is very you. Are you ready to be surprised?
Yes.
I'm going to draft The Christmas Martian.
Oh my God. I was going between that and Ironheart.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, I was just like, you know, like, it was stupid and I hated it. But I mean, like, you look at, you know, just it's a very Riff Tracks movie. And yes. No, I'm probably going to like, it's not a never watch again. But, you know.
And we definitely have a few of those to get to on this list.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well.
I'm
going
to take that one right now.
Old Pooh Flower. Old Pooh Flower. Right.
My next one is one that Dave confessed to me that he forgot we talked about on the podcast.
Oh,
And I'm taking the Bad Pack.
Oh, okay. Let me bring this back up.
With good old Richard Davi wearing that hat of the Confederacy, still makes no sense.
But... It's fine. It's the South. It's the cultural symbol. So, wow. Okay. Oh my gosh, it's narrowed. It is narrowed fast.
Yeah.
Okay. I like both these, but I'm not sure which one I should go with. But I think I like this one a little bit more than that. We didn't talk about it on the podcast, but I did watch it, and I liked it a lot. So I'm going to go ahead and take The X from Outer Space.
That's a good one.
Which is weird. It's weird that Mike, Kevin, and Bill did that one, because that's one that I think that Matthew J. Elliott and Ian Potter, like, that's in their wheelhouse, like pretty spot on for them. So I'm surprised they didn't do it, but it's an excellent riff. So
yes it is. Yeah, the one they released right before Rad. You're right, Oliver. I don't want to take that one yet because it's not good enough to take yet.
Wow.
This next
one. Yeah, we're like at the very end. If it's not good enough to take yet, what could it possibly be?
This is one that kind of came and went without much fanfare, and I do remember enjoying it quite a bit. And that is Nightwish.
Okay, yeah. All right, so we have those two, which I know you don't like.
So we have
not my favorite either, but
we have 8 left, just to give everybody like an update here. We have 8 titles left that were released in 2023 as far as Mike, Kevin, and Bill VOD releases. And we have 7 picks left. So we're going to end up with that one kid at the playground that nobody likes because, you know, he smelled bad and just wasn't very athletic. And that's going to be our – we're going to have one remaining
Jeremy.
VOD. What? Who? Hello, Dave. I think we may have Dave may have frozen up here. For a minute. Let's see if he can catch back up with the rest of us here.
Yeah, are you there? Hello?
Oh, hello. I can kind of hear you.
Hello, Jeremy.
Yes. Can you hear me, Dave? Dave, can you hear
me? I'm here.
Me? Okay. There we go.
Yes, I
there
hear you.
Go. That's...
I can hear
better.
You.
I can okay. hear you.
All right, I don't know what's going on. Okay, I can hear you.
Good.
All right. So, let me go ahead and I'll just draft. Pick number 9 for me. I'm like, the thing is, just all these are like, I don't hate them, but they're all very like flat picks for me. Like, I don't have like any emotion attached to them. You know what? Just because I'm gonna go ahead and draft Hobgoblins too. Just because I have an attack. Just because I have a relationship with that one.
Fair enough. All right. All right. So we have 3-4 that are still kind of not terrible.
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and. I'm going to take Coolio for my number 10 and grab In Pursuit.
All right. So you got Nightwish. Let me go ahead and get Destination Interspace.
I figured that was going to be going quick too. Another decent riff. The movie
yep.
wasn't too painful to sit through. It's just another one of those ones that kind of...
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's kind of like came and went. Yeah. They can't all be tens. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
They can't all be Paradise Motel. All
right.
Thank God.
Speaking of Paradise Motel, I'm just going to go ahead and take this one now. I'm grabbing Apex Predators.
Okay. That's fine. Oh my God, what's left?
With the, with Donna Lee, and, Mel Novak, both in that movie as well.
So you got In Pursuit, right?
Yes. So this is what we have left at this point.
What's left? What is left?
Charlie Chan, Dark Alibi,
okay.
Gangster World, and then two that we have on our not to rewatch list: Cyclone and The Castle of Fu Manchu.
See, now there are two there that like I actually remember watching. And like again, that's not a knock on Riff Tracks. Just there's just so many, like, you know. I think, you know what? I would feel weird drafting something I don't remember watching. So, I think I got to go with Cyclone.
Oh man. The fact that you're taking that above even The Castle of Fu Manchu like says a lot. For the Castle of Fu Manchu. All right, so you're taking Cyclone. I am...
Because I know that one traumatized you, and you're not going to take it anyway, so... It's like...
Nope. You know what?
Because they ate a dog.
I'm going to take Gangster World.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was already taken.
That leaves two left for you to choose from, Dave.
You can take
Charlie
Chan,
Dark Alibi, or The Castle of Fu Manchu.
Then I gotta take Castle of Fu Manchu because, I don't think I watched that Charlie Chan one. You know, not that I didn't want to, I just don't think I ever got around to it.
I don't remember if I watched it.
And I have no memory of it.
I'm right there with you. I don't.
I mean, like, I hate leaving it on the table like that. But if it's between like the one that we talked about on our 100th episode and complained about for an hour and a half over one that I didn't watch.
At least that one's going to stick with you, regardless of if it's good memories
or
bad memories.
So, I mean, so are you going to go ahead? Because if you don't draft that one, that last one, I mean, is that the last one left?
That's the last one. So we're both at 12.
Okay. So, I mean, nothing against it. I mean, how could we possibly have something against it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just...
It's either we watched it and it's just totally gone, or we didn't watch it at all. It's one of the two.
Yeah, it's like Beasts of the Yellow Knight. I have, like, no memory of it whatsoever.
Yeah. I have vague memories of enjoying that one, but I don't remember anything about the movie.
Yeah, like Beast of the Yellow Knight. There was another one, like Bride of the Something... there are a few riff tracks like that where you just like, okay, I know that exists, but like, what was it? You know?
Yep.
What can you do? Like, you know, like I keep saying, it's so big. You can't fit it all in your head anymore. Nope. Used to be able to, but not anymore.
Well, that and the fact that, you know, we are among the ancients of the ancients. So that doesn't really help.
Yeah, as Bill says, would be like, oh, like, yeah, he said, like, all these Blue Thunder jokes that only the Ancient of the Ancients remember. I remember that.
Yep.
I love Blue Thunder jokes. We even reference Blue Thunder jokes on this podcast.
Yep. All right, let's do a rundown of what each of us got. I'm going to start with Dave.
Olang, we talk about Swamp of the Ravens.
Oh yeah,
constantly on this podcast.
My own robot,
my lady. So I guess you and I will work it out.
Yeah, that movie was classic. Movie was bad. Yeah,
it's a classic.
All right,
what are you talking about? Bad is awesome.
Starting with number 12 and working our way up to number 1.
Okay.
The Castle of Fu Manchu, Cyclone, Destination
Oh, this is my list. Okay.
This is your list, yeah. Okay. Hobgoblins 2, The X from Outer Space, The Christmas Martian, Amityville Dollhouse, Demon Island, Samson and Delilah, Cobra, Bog, and Top Gun Maverick as Dave's.
That's a good list.
Riff of the year. And for mine, let's see, starting at 12, Gangster World, Apex Predators, In Pursuit, Nightwish, The Bad Pack, Ironheart, RoboCop, the TV series, Truth or Dare, Fatal Combat, In the Line of Duty 2, The Super Cops, The Paradise Motel, and, of course, Riff Tracks Live, Rad, which would be my number one of the year.
You know what, Jeremy? I think I might be more salty that you got Fatal Combat than Paradise Motel.
Really?
Yeah, I think it might, maybe. But I was pretty upset because I think for like maybe we should go for like weird line of the year. I think there are two candidates.
You don't know the meaning of value is definitely.
You don't know the meaning of value, and of course the classic from Bog. You think there is some kind of Dracula running around?
That was why
some kind of Dracula.
One.
Yeah, some kind of Dracula. Some kind of Dracula. Like, yeah. Hey, Riff Tracks, if you're listening, if you're one of the four people in the chat, anyone from Riff Tracks, Kevin Murphy, make a song for us. Do some kind of Dracula in the tune of Some Kind of Wonderful. That would be amazing.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Oliver said his favorite weird line is "Stop buying this crap."
What is that
from?
I need
it. That's from Paradise Motel. Go return this crap. It's not crap. I need
it. Oh, that's right. I need these things. I need them. There are probably a bunch of weird lines in a Christmas Martian. The Christmas Martian.
Yeah.
They're probably all in French. probably hashtag Adam Green Gables, something. I don't know.
Just to recap also, the number one Riff Track short of 2023 went to Koopa Claws, and the number one Riff Tracks Presents went to Inspector Mom.
Inspector Mom!
So there you go. Inspector Mom, Koopa Claws,
Winnie Cooper,
Rad,
for life,
and Top Gun Maverick. Both of the Just the Jokes went really high, as I expected them to.
Really
high. I had Cobra up pretty high on my list. I didn't even bother putting Top Gun Maverick on it because I knew Dave was going to take that right away.
Yeah, you better.
But there we go, guys. That's our list. That's a wrap on 2023.
Yep. Do we want to do our wish lists? Because I feel like our wish lists are the same like every year.
Yeah, we want like...
It feels like we just did this.
It does.
But it was a year. Yeah, Ghost House, Roller Gator. Guy from Harlem, Riff Tracks Live.
Any of those would be amazing.
Those would be amazing. But I think, Neil Breen... But that's not, necessarily. That's not ever going to happen. Like, just one. All you got to do is one. Like Double Down or...
Faithful Findings.
What's that? Faithful Findings, yeah. Well, one of those two, because those are the quintessential ones.
Yeah.
I'll take either one of them.
Yeah, I would too. I'm definitely not going to hold my breath for anything related to Neil Breen to ever happen on Riff Tracks.
I will say, I want my girl Haley Polis, who does the audiobook for the Tumbleweed Dossier. She is in, I believe we've talked about this on the podcast before. In fact, I wanted to do, like, you know how sometimes we'll review a movie that has nothing to do with Riff Tracks.
Yeah.
She does a cozy Hallmark kind of movie with Tara Reid that was directed by David Dakota, and Oliver Olang in the chat was just talking about David Dakota. He did a Christmas
kind
film with the narrator of my audiobook. She's in it with Tara Reid. I don't remember the title of it right now, but it's like one of these fake European countries where the girl finds out she's a princess. and that's my girl Haley. Yeah, I want Rifftrax to do that. I think that would be amazing. I'll have to go and find it. I believe it's in the same house as a talking cat and Santa's summer house. I believe.
I mean, he films most of the stuff there, so.
The Didn't Princess
you watch,
Diaries.
Like, a talking pony or something?
I think I tried to. I finished it. Yeah, I think I rented it, yeah. Do we want to talk about movies we don't want them to do? I mean, because we've done that a lot. Like, you know, Dinosaur Island is something where Fred Olen Ray can, you know, eat a ding dong.
That one scares me that they'll actually get to that.
Yeah, they might actually do anytime they do Fred Olen Ray movies, I just get terrified that they're going to do Dinosaur Island. But I mean, I think it would have to be edited because they did edit out the snowman rape scene from Jack Frost. So you would think that they would.
They
would have
it
the good
the
sense.
Page,
without
page 34.
Page 34. Yeah, it's like rule 34, but it's page 34. It's like very disturbing. Not as disturbing as like Shrunken Heads or Poo Flower tickling a little girl in the snow. But oh my gosh, Pooh Flower! If I was still doing storybook, man, Pooh Flower.
I still want them to do the Charles Band produced movie, the Dungeon Master. Actually, was looking it up on my website. Back in 2015, I made a post about three movies that would be perfect for Rift Tracks. Two of those movies have now been Rift. One of them was Rad.
Okay.
And the other one was No Retreat, No Surrender. Another personal favorite of mine. And this other one, The Dungeon Master, I think would be brilliant for Rift Tracks. There's also
A Royal Christmas Ball, Citizen Yard. Yes, that is the one with Haley Pullis.
Wait,
yep, that's my girl
Haley.
Clutch.
Citizen Yard. This other
my
one,
girl, I love her.
I did another. It was three more movies that I thought would be good for it. The first one, unfortunately, I know is not going to happen because, as much as other people in the company enjoyed the movie and thought it would be good for them to riff. Mike Nelson vetoed it, so I know it's not going to happen. Carver's Gate, it's one that we've talked about before.
Well, Mike Nelson also vetoed for very good reasons we know now, Baby Ghost, and we should have listened to him.
Yeah. We have the 1983 Hercules with Lou Ferrigno, which I think would be a beautiful movie. And of course, along those lines, from the same company, we've got the Masters of the Universe movie that everybody wants them to do.
Canon.
And then Frogs. Which, it's got... I somehow ended up with two copies of that movie on DVD.
I wrote an article for Fandom, like in 2016, and then I stopped writing for them because they would not pay me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not giving you guys free content. Go to hell. But I wrote, like, I think it was like 10, because Matthew J. Elliott found it, and I don't know if he knew that I wrote it, but he shared it on his Facebook page. 10 movies we want Rift Tracks to tear into. I think a lot of them got Rift. I think I said that, like, we need to do a 3 Rift version of Roadhouse. And, like, 3 weeks after that article was published on Fandom, that it went up. But I think Mortal Kombat was on there, and they did that in 2020. They've riffed a lot of those from that list, but I don't think, like, you know, like, my standards are there, like the Ten Commandments. You know, we talked about that at Samson Delilah podcast. Watchmen, which is just like, that is not going to happen.
If they did that one, it would have to be along the lines of what they did with, like, Batman versus Superman.
With Batman v Superman, yeah.
Where they had
tagging
out.
I like Zack Snyder movies, but I did want to say I saw Oliver Olang in the chat say Rats Night of Terror. I believe they did that in 2017. something? Yeah, because yeah, Rat's Night of, because it has one of the most disgusting moments in Riff Tracks history. And like that's like, yeah, the bag humping, which no, stop. But I think
2019 is when Rat's Night of Terror came
out. Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah. See, like, I can't fit any of it in my head.
But that's
anymore,
still
but,
5 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't want to live in a world where 2019 was 5 years ago. And it's only going to get worse. But yeah, there's a lot. More MP3s. More MP3s. That's all I'll say.
Yep. We know Dave loves his MP3 releases.
Yep. Dune is great. Top Gun Maverick is great. Cobra's great. I will pay, guys.
Money
I will
Plane.
Pay,
Money Plane.
I will, Money Plane. Money riff. Plane. Money Plane. Dude fucking an alligator. Money Plane.
Money Plane.
Guys, I'll pay $10 for MP3. I don't care.
You know, I'm thinking
I don't
about,
care anymore.
Now I'm thinking about all the last few years of the MP3 releases. We got the old was such a good riff for such
yep.
an awful movie.
So like it was just like it was like such a callback to like the happen like I think The Happening and all those M. Night Shyamalan movies that they did early on.
Yeah.
So
Oliver said he just recently watched the Flatliners, just the jokes.
Yep.
That was another good one.
Did Cole and Jed, they did Lost Boys, right?
I think
so. Seems like something that they did.
Maybe. I know they've done a lot of really good...
yeah, they do a lot of 80s stuff. I'm pretty sure they did. Oliver Lang says, yes, they did do Lost Boys. That's what I thought. But, yeah, I mean, I think... You know, beyond what we've talked about, like our dream, but I think I just want to keep, just have them keep on, just keep on keeping on. You know.
Yeah.
And yep. You know, every now and then we'll get something incredibly strange and bizarre, like the Paradise Motel. There's still stuff out there, like you know I said this 3 years ago now with Suburban Sasquatch. Like that's like those kind of like newer movies. And I think Paradise Motel kind of like proves that theory is that like stuff that was like, is like released recently ish. Like I think Paradise Motel was like what? 2022 Suburban Sasquatch. Sasquatch. But it was like 2003. Yeah. But like, I think that's the kind of thing that I would like to see them continue to do. And, you know, with Paradise Motel, I mean, you know, that is, you know, there are people that are be making bad movies as long as there's consumer grade equipment that people can make bad movies on. Go to YouTube. It's all over the place. Student films, forget about it. Go find all of those. Find some stuff on YouTube. I don't mind syncing stuff up. That would be kind of weird, though, because YouTube has these ads that you cannot, like, skip anymore. Like, they'd be like, no, you will watch it, damn you.
Yeah.
So that might be strange, but I'm sure they can contact these people on YouTube and be like, let me buy your movie. And then a lot of these dipsticks will be like, oh, sure.
Yeah. Man, they're gonna buy our movie and send it out to a bunch of people. Which reminds me that my one main standing wish for a Rift movie is Haunted Ween.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, Haunted Ween.
Haunted Ween. That's another
one.
That,
we've been saying that since the podcast started. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm gonna repeat myself again. The main reason I want them to release it is because I think more people need to see that movie. More people need to witness Haunted Ween. If for no other reason than some sort of weird preservation.
Yeah. I don't want them to do any more Tim Ritter movies just because I don't want that guy to get... I don't want them to reward that guy because he's an idiot and I hate him.
Yeah. No, I'll take the Christmas movie that Fred Olin Ray made that was partially filmed in a shut down Santa's Village, guerrilla style.
If they can find Little Red Riding Hood and the Monsters.
Yes.
It was on so YouTube for a long time with Stinky the Skunk just being a psychopath.
Yeah.
Wanting to hang a man by his neck until he was dead. That's just perfect. Other than that, you know, just keep on and don't quit, damn it. It's like we need this.
Yeah.
Like, you know. There's very few like new things out there that are being made for me. and if Rift Tracks goes away, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I can't watch Star Trek over and over again for the rest of my life, damn it.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
I did finally watch Lower Decks. I don't know if I told you.
That was
quite enjoyable. I thought I really liked it.
I think they could do more with it, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I also didn't like Mario Wonder, but, you know.
Everything just kind of peters out. That's how we know we're done.
Anyway, that was 2023. Happy season what, 5?
That was season 5, yep.
That was season 5. Now we're gonna start season 6 like next week or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
whenever it is.
Probably next Tuesday.
Yep.
I got it off, so.
And we will be doing Dave That Riff, right?
Yes, Dave That Riff. We'll be talking about something, Riff Tracks movie. Probably whatever they release this weekend.
And if they don't, like, there's still a bunch of crap we haven't talked about. I mean, we've been doing this for 5 years now, and there's still a bunch of old stuff we haven't talked about. Yeah. So we'll talk about something.
We'll talk about something. We'll talk about an old forgotten Riff Tracks release or something.
Yeah, we'll find like Yambao and like, that was a great thing about, I think that was last year. Like we said, let's actually watch Yambao because that's famously one that like everyone's forgotten or be like, what the heck is that about? And we watched it and we loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
So.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us for this year. If you enjoy the podcast,
this year 2023, which
this year 20,
last year.
Yeah, our previous season. Yes, it's only what 2 days into the year, so it's this year,
January 2nd. Yeah.
Yep. If you like the podcast and you want to support it or can support it, the best way to do that is follow us right here on Twitch. Of course, you could always subscribe or drop bits or whatever. You can go to patreon.com/trueblueriffcast and you can drop a couple dollars a month there. But if not, you know, hey, that's cool. As long as you're listening, that's all we really care about. But thanks for hanging out with us guys in the chat tonight. It's always nice to have the active group in there. You can, follow the podcast on Twitter @TBRiffcast. And if you need to get a hold of us, want to drop us a line for anything, truebluerifcast@gmail.com.
It's X, formerly known as Twitter.
Ah, whatever. Sure.
Yeah, you're not the only one who's getting Twitter related things incorrect now. I'm Dave. Check me out on Amazon and Audible. All my audiobooks and novels there, including Son of Santa, that was read by a great friend of the podcast, Colette Thomas. So, yeah, check that out.
And we will see you guys next season on the True Blue Riffcast.
Rock till you die.